WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The U.S. and Japan have never been closer. If you ask President Trump, speaking to troops at Yokota Air Base today.
Japan is a treasured partner and crucial ally of the United States. And today we thank them for welcoming us and for decades of wonderful friendship between our two nations.
Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe played golf and ate dinner together. Trump's been a bit more critical of the South Korean president, where he's headed next.
What South Korea wants to hear from the U.S. president is that the U.S. is firmly behind South Korea. They want to know that this alliance between the U.S. and South Korea is in no way damaged. It's in no way lessened because North Korea is now potentially within months or years able to physically threaten mainland United States as well.
That's correspondent Paula Hancock's. Former presidential adviser Steve Bannon is now supporting Ed Gillespie in the Virginia governor's race. Bannon, speaking at the Remembrance Project National Conference in D.C. this weekend, says Gillespie's narrowing poll numbers are thanks to Corey Stewart's effects on the race, forcing Gillespie to take more hardline stances on issues like immigration and Confederate monuments. Stewart, the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, is now running for Senate, hoping to take on Tim Kaine in 2018. Virginia Senator Mark Warner doesn't think the new revelations from former DNC chair Donna Brazile will have a big effect on the Virginia governor's race, with Election Day just 2 days away.
I don't believe the Democratic Party is corrupt. I believe, you know, Democratic Party's best when it's forward-leaning. I think we've got that kind of candidate running in Virginia right now. I hope on Tuesday night we're going to have a great victory that sends a message that some of the actions of this president are at least not acceptable in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Republicans like House Speaker Paul Ryan are incredulous about those revelations from Brazil.
I've never seen anything like that. I mean, we all said that the Clintons thought they lived above the rules, but this takes the cake. I mean, this is pretty amazing. For them to basically be running the DNC in a primary, to see such a deck stacked is really pretty jaw-dropping to me.
Brazil details what she saw as an unethical partnership between the DNC and the Clinton campaign. She also says she gave serious thought to replacing Clinton with Joe Biden when Clinton came down with pneumonia 2 months before Election Day. Ryan on Fox News Sunday Today, Warner on CBS's Face the Nation. Most of us were happy to fall back this morning and gain an extra hour of sleep, but there's still some dangerous side effects to the time change. AAA's John Townsend says there's always an uptick in drowsy driving crashes right after we fall back.
All it takes is to be disengaged or to be drowsy for 4 seconds, and you're involved in a crash, and in many cases, a catastrophic crash.
He says you shouldn't change your sleep patterns and also recommends bicyclists and pedestrians to wear bright colors. We'll be losing 55 minutes of daylight by the end of the month. And it's one of the more unique road races out there. The Across the Bay 10K is being run across the Bay Bridge today. And while it's a neat experience for runners, it could be headache-inducing for drivers.
The entire eastbound span of the Bay Bridge will be closed temporarily to traffic. We're going to have two-way traffic operations in place on the westbound span. One lane of traffic will operate in each direction on the westbound span, and the center lane will be closed to traffic.
John Sales of the Maryland Transportation Authority says things should be getting back to normal by around 2 this afternoon. We'll check on traffic and weather coming up next here on WMAL.
Take one part Jamie Witten traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays.
One part Weather Channel forecast.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through.
Add a healthy dose of great guests.
Good morning, how are you?
And sprinkle in your phone calls.
Love your show.
Then hit the button and stand back.
You are on WMAL. Good morning.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather together.
I'm pretty pumped about that.
Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Vince.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
at 11:05 Eastern Standard Time on your Sunday morning. Here on WMAL, we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Bill Brozy.
Traffic has eased somewhat at the toll plaza for the Bay Bridge, but from midspan right into Route 8, Roman Coke Road is extremely slow, and that's because the eastbound lanes are shut down, being forced into the westbound direction to accommodate today's 10K Across the Bay race. We also have the Race to End Women's Cancer, just about another hour or so, some road closures around Pennsylvania Avenue, the 12 and 1300 block. Everything's looking pretty good on the Beltway, BW Parkway, all major highways moving along pretty well incident-free. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Staying mostly cloudy today, high 65. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 60 tomorrow. Showers likely again, high 72. We're at 57 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hey folks, can you hear that? Well, I can't either, but I guarantee you have financial termites in your portfolio. We're going to show you how to identify them and put something we call the green pin on your portfolio for income for life. We're going to talk about that and much more about the 7-Point to Retirement and Beyond system when we come right back right here on the Financial Safari.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
I am excited to get into this show. I am consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in studio with me, best-selling author and America's wealth, financial, and income coach, as well as winner of 3 ESPYs, 2 Emmys. I could keep going on for a while, folks. That is Coach Pete
Deruta. You keep going, Thomas. I like the way that sounds.
How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Let's welcome in our student intern from UNC, Abigail Turner.
Yes, Abby, welcome.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, it's another week has gone by. It's funny how fast this year is flying.
Oh, without a doubt.
We've got we're going to talk about today from the Department of Labor, understanding retirement plan fees and expenses.
Oh, wow.
It's a 20-page report from the Department of Labor.
Okay.
Who is supposedly looking out for you. I used to think the Department of Labor back in the day when I was little was something that looked after people who were pregnant. I thought this was a financial show. What's Coach Pete doing over here? And we try to have fun on the financial show here because it is a complex financial world. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about financial termites.
That's right.
And gosh, if anyone's ever had termites at their house or knows someone who has, it's not till you start see, when you start seeing the termites, it's almost too late.
It is. Well, it's a very scary thing when you run across them.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about a 7-Point to Retirement and Beyond system during the show today.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to cover it all, obviously, because it's part of the total retirement plan.
That's right.
With the main goal of everything we do to being to put a green pin, picture a green push pin. You know those push pins.
Okay,
push on that.
Yeah.
Picture the biggest one you've ever seen.
Okay.
And let's go into retirement. Like, let's envision what our retirement will be, what our age will be at retirement, and let's push that pin in.
Sure.
And that pin will justify or show what kind of income we want all the way through retirement.
Okay.
Every single year, arriving to the mailbox, we call it the green flag on the mailbox.
That's right.
We put the green pin in. Notice the color theme here.
Yeah.
Green is the color of money.
It is. It absolutely is.
So we don't want the red pin. Now, the red pin is where we are now. We have to figure out, first of all, before we can ever put a green pin anywhere, we need to stick a red pin in to find out where we are right now and what we need to do to overcome obstacles, minimize fees, eliminate fees, commissions, expenses, and true portfolio percentages of what kind of risk we're taking and what kind of return we could get with that risk to make sure we're in the right place.
Yeah, that sounds very important. It sounds to me like a lot of folks may be stuck on that red pin, and we need to really get them over to that green pin mentality where you're set up for success in retirement.
And we'll get into that during the show today. And I'm going to cover, again, the 7 big steps here, and it's fully automated. But I think it's better to have somebody, a coach, go through each step with you. And because husband and wife a lot of times don't agree, mm-hmm. spouses don't agree. It's just we need to make sure that we're on the right path. We need to identify what we really need. Some people tell me they need a lot more in retirement than I think they'll ever need, which is good.
Absolutely.
For that. But a lot of people tell me they need less than I think they're going to need.
Oh, really?
And
oh,
that's because I think that's floated around the financial world, telling people they only need 60 to 70% of their working income when they're retired. I know you've heard that. Have you ever heard that, Abigail?
I've heard that too.
Doesn't make sense to me. I'm not retiring until I have at least 100% of my income when I'm working, because
exactly.
I don't want to retire into poverty, and that's what happens. We want to retire into profits where we always have more money coming, and we're going to show on this show, we're going to talk about how you can stack different incomes in a pyramid form, a good pyramid. When people hear pyramids these days, they think of pyramid schemes.
That's right, multi-level marketing, yeah.
But if we could have a whole bunch of different income-producing assets and we stack them on top of each other and they're all guaranteed for life, now you've got a good income pyramid that increases in income as we get older.
Absolutely. Folks, that number is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Abigail, have you heard of Bernie Madoff?
No, I have not.
No. You never heard of Bernie Madoff?
Mm-mm.
See,
wow.
Thomas, this is where Bernie Madoff is the guy who stole a lot of people's money.
That's right.
And he's in
really?
Prison in Butner, which is right down the road from us here in North Carolina. They've got a new movie out on him on HBO.
They do.
I think it's Robert De Niro plays Bernie.
Madoff, yeah. I look forward to seeing it.
I have to check it out.
Yes. I mean, well, you'd really need to. See, that's what happens a lot of times is we get in our own little world here. You know, I'm 51 now.
Sure.
Had a birthday last week.
That's right.
And you're 34.
I am.
And Abigail's probably 19.
I'm 19, yep.
So we got three different generations here, don't we?
That's right, we do.
Now, what am I? I'm Generation X.
Mm-hmm.
I just missed baby boomers. Thomas, what are you?
I am barely a millennial, if I am one, really probably Gen Y.
And are you?
I'm Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Not a millennial.
Okay. See, we've got all different things here. And we have different places we get our news from.
Right, yeah.
Right? Because she hadn't heard of Bernie Madoff. That seems to be all I've ever heard of, and you probably heard sprinkling of Bernie Madoff, right?
Sprinkling, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's so funny because it's true, and I would imagine the way that people set up their retirement plans is obviously based around their experiences.
Absolutely.
So someone like you, Abby, would be setting your retirement plan very differently just in not knowing who Madoff was and how he really messed some people up out there.
Now, let me ask Abigail, what do you consider old? What's an old person to you?
Maybe 60s, 70s,
I remember 50 being old. I said, gosh, I hope I never get up there.
Yeah, right.
That's real old. And now I am there, and I feel young, right? So
it's
pretty funny how we adjust. In our different generations, it's important we plan like that, too. So when we put together plans, this is why it's very important that the plan is customized.
That's right.
Because there are people in their 30s that are retiring, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. They hit it big somewhere.
Wow.
There's also people in their 70s who are still working and can't afford to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Other people who are in their 60s and are still working because they think they can't afford to retire, but they haven't really got their own system put together, their own green pen we talk about. And many people that I've met with could actually retire comfortably if they met with the right planner.
Wow, that's incredible.
A lot of planners don't want you to retire because once you retire, you start taking money out of where they have you, so they make less money on you if they're getting compensated every single quarter.
Yeah, and that's not
helpful. Think
about that. Yeah, exactly.
So we need to look at where the objectives are, where the motivations are of your current planner. And here's an offer I want to make to everybody out there. Folks, it's very important that you get a second opinion. I call it the third opinion a lot of times because you have an opinion. Your current advisor has an opinion. Let's get a true opinion based on a fiduciary eye set, a set of eyes. My eyes that are fiduciaries are my teams. So for the next five callers who call in right now today, we're going to custom create a one-page financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. And keep in mind, this is a $999 value, but we're going to increase that value by adding a 7-point to retirement and beyond system attached to this. We're going to go over that later on in the show, what that entails. But we're giving this out at no cost or obligation to the next five callers. Warm your phones up because I'm going to have Thomas give the number out in a minute. But what this consists of is taking the mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. Again, we need to figure out where you are right now, and then we'll design a plan based on your desires and goals to make sure you have income all the way through retirement. We're also going to run a fee report that will help you untangle what it's really costing you to work with your current planner or advisor and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. Also, there's an enemy in it we all have. It's called taxes, okay? So we're going to perform a tax analysis. Now, this tax analysis is very valuable because it can reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. Thomas, if you could reduce your taxes legally and you're not doing it now, and Abigail too, if, and there was a way to do it, would you want to know about it?
Any day, anyhow, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Abigail hadn't experienced the true threat of taxes yet, I don't think, in school, but she will. And
right.
Taxes are going to be here forever, so let's make sure to minimize them, because if we're overpaying, we're overpaying. There's nothing else to say about that.
Oh, without a doubt.
Now, most importantly, though, inside this review, we will custom design an income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, folks, you really do take the worry out of truly living in retirement. Now, this is what we talked about, and we're going to go in more detail about the stacking of income, the income pyramid, bunches of different products and strategies that give you income for the rest of your life. Very, very important in the financial arena. I really think that the most overlooked aspect of a retirement plan is income.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are running around saying they have a retirement plan and there's no income in there that's guaranteed for life, they really don't have a retirement plan.
True, yeah.
So for the next five callers, we're going to help you take that worry out of living in retirement. That's a comprehensive financial review, a $999 value, going to give away complimentary with no obligation.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
And again, keep in mind these strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but we have never kicked anyone out or not let anyone come in. So give a call if you're serious about retirement planning, because we're serious about wanting to help you.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something called a TDM, a true diversification model, and what it really means to you.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030. Coach, you piqued my interest here. You were talking before the show about TDM. Now, you know I'm all about acronyms, true diversification model. I actually like the way this conversation is going, because you meet with people on a daily basis, Coach. I know you do, just working through struggles, things through in retirement planning. And diversification really is something that people struggle with, whether not knowing what it is or maybe thinking that they are but actually not being. Isn't that right? So when it comes to this true diversification model, how could this help folks out who are in that situation?
Well, yeah, it's hard to figure out what true diversification really is. I mean, if somebody has four or five different mutual funds, they think they're diversified. Yet
right.
When we look at the mutual funds, we do a forensic analysis of them, looking inside, peeling the cover off. The top 10 holdings are almost the same many times.
Mm.
And so
wow.
You know, a lot of people have Apple in all their mutual funds, right?
Sure.
Which is great when Apple's going up.
Oh, sure.
What happens when Apple goes down?
Exactly.
You know, and when I look at Halloween, my brothers and I would go out trick-or-treating. Abigail, I know you trick-or-treated, right?
I love it, yeah.
And then you come home and you pour all the candy out, and we would go out three or four times. We'd
go
back
really?
Home, pour out, go back, collect again. But we'd group all our candy bars together. I would. You know, we'd find the ones we like and put them in a big pile and then list them out. Sometimes there were bigger candy bars than others, like there was the $100,000 bar that'd be the little fun size, the bite size, and a real size.
Yep, there you go, yeah.
Every now and then you would go to a house and they'd give you the real candy bars.
So oh, I know.
So you'd go back again. And they catch you sometimes. But so that basically, even though they were different size, $100,000 bars, they were all the same candy bar.
Okay.
So if we would look at stocks that way, you have a bunch of different mutual funds, but many of them have the same stocks inside them. Therefore, even though you have different mutual funds that look like they're different, they're really not. Sort of like the $100,000 bars all being the same candy bars, even though they were different sizes.
Okay. So if I think of a recent time where diversification really hit people, I go back to that 2007, 2008. So do you think this was an issue back then as well, where people just weren't truly diversified? Maybe they thought they were having a lot of mutual funds, in their portfolio, but not actually being diversified?
Well, I saw this especially in 1997, 1998, 99, when the internet boom was starting to kick off.
Ah, yes. Okay.
People were trading in the utility stocks and mutual funds for internet ones.
Okay. Yeah.
And a lot of people made immediate money that way inside their portfolio. But
right.
That's a paper gain, right?
Right.
And then we had the year 2000, the dot-com crash,
mm-hmm.
and boom, they lost a lot of that money.
Yep.
And not only did they lose money, but they didn't have proper diversification anymore because they'd already cashed in their utility funds and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
Dividend-producing stocks. You know, there's nothing exciting about dividend stocks when you could put money in an internet dot-com company that nobody heard about and watch it double in a day.
Sure, but exciting isn't always the best for retirement planning.
Now, we spend a lot of time making fun of the internet stocks, right?
Sure,
we do.
Yeah.
And the people that lost a lot of money, but if you had put money in Amazon.com back when it started,
yeah.
one share would be worth $12,000 nowadays.
Incredible.
Just one share.
Absolutely.
And
incredible.
So it hit $1,000 a share just the other day.
It did.
Crazy. And that's after it split three times. So there's for every bad thing, there's a good thing, I guess, or maybe sometimes, but Amazon is a poster child for where you shouldn't listen to the analysts, because the analysts have been saying for years that you shouldn't invest in Amazon because they weren't making any money.
Yep.
Yet at the same time, Coach Pete buys all his stuff for his company on Amazon.com.
Ah,
you buy
great.
A lot of your stuff.
I absolutely do.
And do you use it too, Evan?
I love Amazon.
So
love
there
it.
You go. There might be a reason why they're doing well.
Amazon Prime, right? A lot of people use that. It's free shipping in 2 days.
You can order food through Amazon
food.
Prime.
Now they got next day
Crazy.
Or same day. So they keep going, like the Energizer Bunny. They're coming up with new ideas all the time.
They are.
And I never would have thought that would have happened, and you never would have, but
never,
they've done a great job of doing it. When it first started, it was some book company no one ever heard of. Why would you go to some place called Amazon buy books?
That's right. Very true.
Because we had Books A Million and, what is the Barnes & Noble, all these other sites.
Well, and
that's where you would go first.
Well, and back in the day, too, this two-day, one-day shipping was a dream. I mean, it would take 7-10 days to get something.
Originally, the reason why I liked Amazon, and you can't do that anymore, was you didn't have to pay sales tax.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, I didn't even know
got
that.
A little discount on that. But
wow.
That's changed a long time ago. But
it
that
did.
Got people started. The internet... It's been a wild place, and it's fun to watch a success story.
It is.
But now, don't run out and buy Amazon today because it's way overpriced, but it could be underpriced. But this is an investment advice, so you basically need to sit down first and go through a total plan, figure out money you can afford to lose, and that's gambling money now when you get a stock that's that high in price. And I know it could still double from here, but it also could go way down.
Exactly.
It could be one-tenth of the value if somebody else comes out with a new system better than Amazon.
Mm, yeah.
You know, the horse and buggy was the best thing ever until Mr. Ford came out with the Model T.
Isn't that true?
And I'm sure there's some other cars before then, too, but Mr. Ford gets all the attention, doesn't he?
No, it's very true. You know, something even more recent, you would look at light bulbs. We went from those standard to the CFLs, which maybe lasted 5 years, and now LED is the trend. So, yeah, things change.
Sometimes as a middleman. You know, when Dean Smith left, we had a coach come in, or two coaches, actually.
Yeah.
And Bill Guthridge and then Matt Doherty,
mm-hmm.
the buffer zones. And then Roy Williams came in.
That's right.
So when a legend leaves, a lot of times it takes a couple of other people in between the person who's really going to succeed. Same with companies and same with products.
There you go.
And so I hated the squiggly white light bulb, if that's what you're talking about. I hated that light bulb. Couldn't take it out without breaking it, and then you had to call the hazard control.
Yeah, exactly.
So I never put any of those in my house.
Oh, no. Well, and they took like 2 or 3 seconds to turn on when they first came out.
Matter of fact, when they announced they were not going to sell the 100-watt regular light bulb anymore, I went out and bought a whole shopping cart full
Did
of
you really,
I still
yeah,
have some in my garage because I was not going to use a squiggly light bulb.
Well, because they actually functioned. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And again, the government wasn't going to tell me what to do. I was going to show them. All right. So we need to look at, when we're talking about true diversification models, we need to look at a lot of things, but we need to consider something called the rule of 100 first.
Okay.
All right. And that's how much risk you can afford to take. Now, Abigail, have you ever heard of the rule of 100?
Yes.
Yeah. It's basically you take 100, you subtract your age. And the number you get is the maximum amount you should have at risk.
There you go.
So if I'm a 51-year-old, it's going to be easy. So I'm 51.
Sure.
51 minus 100 is 49. So I could have 49% of my money at risk.
Okay.
Now, should I just throw it in any stock, like a company named Dry Ships, who's had so many reverse splits? So Dry Ships, if no one's familiar with it, I pick on it a lot on my I do a Market Minute here locally, and they are a container ship company, which moves dry ingredients all over the world on container ships.
There you go.
But it sounds they're a story stock. It sounds good, so people keep putting money into it. But then they keep doing something called a reverse split. And the reverse split says, and I'm just going to use it as a generic example, for every 100 shares you have, I'm going to take those from you and give you one share. Mm-hmm. Now, that one share is supposedly going to be worth what 100 used to be.
Sure.
But what happens then is they reduce the float. It's called the reduce the outstanding shares by doing that. So if you take everyone who has 100 shares and now you give them one, there's a lot less shares out there.
Right.
Okay, but then immediately after doing that, they issue more shares.
Oh, no. Wow.
So just recently, they did a reverse split on May 11th, 2017, and the share count since then has increased by 43%. So they did the reverse split, took a lot of shares away, and now the company issues more shares,
wow,
which they make more money on because they make a profit when they sell them back out to the public.
There you go.
All right, and so even with that, they hit an all-time low the other day of $2.80.
Wow.
Versus their all-time high of $42 million a share.
$42 million
a
share.
Because they've done so many reverse splits. You never would have had $42 million, right?
Oh, but no,
because they've done so many reverse splits. That's how much it would have been.
Oh, that's incredible. That's ridiculous.
And so the stock keeps going down. It's diluted, and then it's undiluted. It's diluted, undiluted. Basically, the only person making money is the company.
Terrible.
We don't want to have our money in something like that.
No.
So
no,
when we're
absolutely
taking risk, that is extreme risk, and that's the only person making money. We should form a company like that and just keep issuing shares and then taking them back and issuing them again. It's like the old hidden coin trick.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
So we also need, if we're doing true diversification models, is we need to do red, yellow, and green money portfolios. So we need to see where our money is, and we need to have that diagrammed out. Most people don't know where their money is right now. They don't know how much risk they're taking, and they've never had it categorized in red, green, or yellow. Of course, red is risky money, money you could lose, but you could hopefully make more. A lot of people are taking a lot of risk and have no chance of making more. Sort of like dry ships, right?
Right.
Taking a lot of risk and they're losing money.
Right, yeah.
Just like
with,
you said.
Which, I mean, what's the point in even doing that? If you're going to take some risk, you might as well be getting big returns
on it. But Coach, it's had an all-time high of $42 million a share. Well, that's never been like that. It's just that they've done so many reverse splits, and we're talking about gigantic ones. You know, for every 100, you get one share. For every 1,000, you get one share. Those kind of things. Then we have yellow money. That's money that is there for us now, but it's not going to earn that much, but we need to have it for emergencies. And then green money, that's going to be our income for the rest of our life. That's money that we need to have it grow, and we need to have it there for the rest of our life. That's green money.
Reliable.
And most people don't have enough green money when we do a true diversification model. And we also run into something, we're going to talk more about this later on the show, about people becoming Google poor and financial jugglers.
Really? Okay.
Google poor is when you go to Google and you research things to the point where you think you know more than your planner does, and you don't do anything, you procrastinate, and then, or you start juggling financial products, you start getting things and then getting rid of things, that kind of thing. You're juggling products, and you're never going to do as good as someone who has a real plan.
You'll never get traction.
You may get lucky and hit an Amazon.
Oh, sure.
Chances are you'll end up in a dry ship.
There you go.
Okay? All right. So here's what I want to do. For the next 15 people who call, we're going to review your tax returns. We'll help you uncover your long-term tax issues. We'll also do a retirement income goal worksheet with you, money needed to cover the costs of enjoying your lifestyle. And then we're going to help you analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level. Based on what you're taking risk-wise now, how much could you lose if something goes wrong in the future?
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to do that red, yellow, and green money map with you, go through a total money map, and give you a report that's hot off the press called The Great Wall Street Retirement Scam, Income Planning Techniques and Strategies Often Underutilized, Don Quixote Chased Windmills, You Don't Have To. That's by me and Rick Buter. That came out just recently. So very, very important that people get educated, get their right plan. And we're also going to go through the 7-point to retirement and beyond system for you, which all together, that's probably a $1,999 value. No cost, no obligation. You also get a selection of books of mine that I've written when you come in.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 1-800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
All right, there's a whole lot more to do with the true diversification model, but that's done in person. You don't want to become a financial juggler, like I said. You want to take advantage of all the different financial strategies out there and figure out who you can really trust. When we come back, we're going to talk about the TPGP, True Portfolio Growth Percentage, how to figure out how much you're really earning each year, how to eliminate all the dirty tricks and games.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. 50,000 runners are getting a tour of all five boroughs of New York City today in the iconic New York City Marathon. Officials there aren't detailing their security plan beyond saying it's a big effort following the truck attack there last week.
They say, according to officials, that this is the largest, most intense security detail they've ever had for an event in New York City.
That's correspondent Bryn Gingras. With more and more people working from home these days, a new study suggesting too many of those employees feel disconnected and underappreciated.
More than half the employees surveyed by the Harvard Business Review say they work at least some of the time from home. And when they do, they don't feel truly connected to colleagues. The survey says employees working remotely are more likely to say they're mistreated or left out. Specifically, they wonder if, for example, coworkers are saying bad things about them behind their backs or making changes on projects without telling them. And the magazine says while managers and employees can take steps to fix this, it affects productivity, costs, deadlines, and employee stress and retention. I'm Jan Johnson.
The Redskins visit Seattle this afternoon, hoping to end their two-game losing skid. It won't be an easy task, with the team still battling injuries and playing in the Seahawks' infamously loud stadium. Skins quarterback Kirk Cousins.
We handle it the way we've handled, you know, every other away game. You have silent counts. You yell and scream. You make sure the huddle's tight. You prepare for it with noise at practice, and you do the best you can.
Coverage starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on WMAL. At 11:32 Eastern Standard Time on your Sunday morning here on WMAL, Bill Brozy checks in from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic remains very slow over the Bay Bridge, as you might expect. Eastbound lane shut down, traffic being funneled into the westbound lanes both directions there because of that 10K across the Bay race. That will be that way till 2 o'clock. On the inner loop of the Beltway, we have some congestion between Cabin John Parkway and the 270 Spur. An accident reported on 95 in Virginia. This is right near 123. The off-ramp partially blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Staying mostly cloudy today, high 65. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 60. Showers likely tomorrow, high 72. Right now, 57 in Burke, 56 in Beltsville. We're at 58 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Financial Safari News Network.
Celebrity Money Mistakes.
Wise men say, only fools rush in.
Elvis, one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century, is often referred to as the King of Rock and Roll, or simply, The King. Presley's first RCA single, Heartbreak Hotel, was released in 1956 and became a number one hit in the United States. He was regarded as the leading figure of rock and roll after a series of successful network television appearances and chart-topping records. His energized interpretations of songs and sexually provocative performance style, combined with a singularly potent mix of influences across color lines that coincided with the dawn of the civil rights movement, made him enormously popular and controversial. After being drafted into military service in 1958, he resumed his recording career, producing some of his most commercially successful work before devoting much of the 1960s to making Hollywood films and their accompanying soundtrack albums, most of which were critically derided. Several years of prescription drug abuse severely damaged his health, and he died in 1977 at the age of 42. Elvis is probably the most notorious example of a poorly planned estate. Of his $10 million estate, about 73% was lost in the probate process to estate taxes and other settlement costs. His case illustrates why a trust is often the best way to protect an estate. A revocable living trust can be used to avoid the costs and delays associated with the probate process, and in most states, keeps the disposition of the estate out of the public view. The estate plan must also focus on estate taxes in order to not only minimize them, but also to avoid untimely liquidations in order to pay the tax. This is just another reason why it is vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
Coach, you mentioned something right before we cut to break there. The TPGP, great acronym, True Portfolio Growth Percentage. So what are we talking about here?
Well, we need to look at what we're really earning. I mean, a lot of people look at just a growth in their portfolio. So they have a 401k and they get the statement and they have more than they had last year.
Okay, sure.
They say, I'm doing good. I've got more than I have last year.
Yeah, sure.
But what happens a lot of times is, Abigail, if you ever gone shopping, maybe you have some, you have roommates?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's say that you've been, one of your roommates buys a 12-pack of Coke.
All right.
And you drink four of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you run to the store and you buy a 6-pack and put it back in there. And so your roommate comes home and says, gosh, I'm doing pretty good. I haven't drank much of my Coke this week and all that. But you actually drank some Coke but replaced it.
Right.
So when we look at fees are coming out a lot of times. And if you're putting new money in your 401k, you're basically counteracting the fees that were there. So So if someone is drinking Coke but replacing it, and the person thinks the Coke that they bought is still in there. Maybe it's not. Maybe your roommate had bought some of that Mexican Coke, which has real sugar in it, and you ran out and bought some of the corn syrup Coke and replaced it.
No.
But your roommate doesn't realize that until she tastes it. And you can tell a difference in real sugar versus corn syrup. Now, you might not even be old enough, Thomas, to remember real sugar.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
No, definitely not.
Now, but every now and then during the summer, I know Pepsi does this. They'll come out with real sugar Pepsi and real sugar Mountain
Dew.
Yeah. And when you try it, it's almost too sweet because you're so used to that corn syrup.
Oh, really? Wow, that's funny.
Poor corn. They squeezed it and the little juice came out and they call that corn syrup. Can you imagine that, though? Would you rather have somebody squeezing a corn niblet in your Coke, or would you rather have a sugar cane in your Coke?
Exactly.
I mean, sugar,
closer to natural, the better.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's funny what happens there. So when we look at when we're putting new money into our 401k, many times we're covering up the fact that we're not really earning anything. The only person who's really helping with the earning of your 401k is you, because you're putting new money into your 401k.
Yeah, that's a very important point.
And so we need to know the true growth percentage and what your true rate of return has been, what has happened for this increase to happen. Again, so if you have an increase in your account, we need to make sure that the increase is due to the investments performing well, not you just adding new money to it.
Gotcha, yeah.
And when we do a forensic analysis of your portfolio, a lot of times we identify the fact that your true growth percentage is a lot lower than you thought it would be.
Is it really? Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess this goes back to the whole problem with the 401k. I mean, it's a great asset. We've talked about that, but there are limitations to it, and one of it is really just being able to talk to somebody about what you actually want to do with your money.
Yeah, we need to identify what the roadblocks and the potholes are in your portfolio keeping you from performing like you should.
Yeah.
And many times it's in, unfortunately, 401k money where you only have a certain number of choices. It's whatever your employer gives you
there
in
you
the
go.
401k.
Yeah.
Many times you don't have the true financial horizon. It's available to anyone who's independent with 10,000 different choices. You basically have 10, 20, or 30 choices.
There you go, precisely.
But here's a little known secret. If you are over 59 and a half, many times you can roll your money from your 401k tax-free into your very own portfolio now,
mm-hmm.
where you have access to a whole lot more.
Oh, wow.
And you're out of the group account, which to me is very, very beneficial because you don't want to be beholden to a group account 401k. You want your own individual account.
There you go.
Fees are a lot less if you get the right one too, and gets you in the right direction. And therefore your TPGP, your true portfolio growth percentage, is a lot higher because you're not paying a lot more money out than you have coming in.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay? It absolutely does. Yeah.
So we need to eliminate financial anchors many times in your portfolio. Maybe you have a good diversified portfolio, except a couple of the different strategies they have in there are pulling you down. If we could identify which ones are doing that, wouldn't it be good to reel that anchor in? You know, if you have a big boat and watch some of these ships on the TV channels and all that, and they put a big anchor out, what is the anchor designed to do?
Yeah, to hold the ship in place.
Hold the ship in place. So if it's down there and you're trying to go forward, many times you need to pull the anchor. Well, obviously, pull the anchor in first to go forward.
There you go. Yeah,
sort of
be
like
a little difficult.
A horse race that has a big fat jockey on one of the horses and skinny jockeys on the other. Now, Abigail, if you saw a big fat jockey on a horse and skinny ones on the other, which one do you think would finish last?
Probably the big fat one.
Big fat jockey, right?
Yep.
So we need to make sure, by the way, charge ahead. Now, that guy in the cavalry was a skinny guy most of the time, not a big fat guy, because he was in front of everybody.
That's right.
So we need to also have tax-free money moving into better places. So we look at factoring how much we're paying tax-wise in our portfolio. Many times our portfolios are not tax-efficient. Talk about that in some of the other steps of the 7-point to retirement and beyond system. But it's just, you know, one guy and a phone movers, we call it. So it doesn't take much to move your money, but you need to make sure you have the right plan in place. And once you do have a plan design, then you move the money in and you move it in tax efficiently if you're allowed to. In other words, taking money from your 401k, moving it to a better place.
Absolutely. This sounds like something folks really do need to be paying attention to. I go back to that boat analogy, and it makes me think that if that anchor was down, you could be burning your engines out. You know, you could have these growth vehicles that really could be great for you, but all they're doing is almost trying to keep up with these deadweight anchors behind you.
Working hard and going nowhere.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You've always, every now and then you'll smell on the highway, you'll smell that burning brake smell.
Sure.
And that's either a trucker wasn't paying attention and he had to jam his brakes on, or he was riding with his brake on.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And if you're doing that, you're burning that fuel up a lot more than you should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you don't have any brakes when you really need them.
Same thing with the tax-free money, just looking for those places where we can really see a true growth potential. Absolutely.
Thomas, earlier in the show, I asked Abigail if she knew Bernie Madoff.
Mm-hmm.
And she said no, and it baffled me. And I was distracted, and then I forgot what I was going to talk about. What I was going to talk about is the new movie on HBO about Bernie Madoff.
That's right, yeah.
And it is a great movie, and it's Robert De Niro. But the movie is based on a book by someone we've had on the show twice before. I wanted to pat myself on the back because I had her on the show a long time ago when she first interviewed Bernie in Butner Prison.
Oh, wow.
She still, I think, is the only reporter or author to interview him in prison.
Has she really been? Wow.
She'd have seen what you had to fill out to interview him, and you understand why.
It
was about 100-some pages thick of things you had to sign your life away, because I got it, and I was advised not to do it by my wife.
Oh, wow.
They might not have let me out, right? You go in there, and all of a sudden you start admitting to stealing a candy bar from your brother when you were 5 years old. You had to be very careful.
I like it.
All right. But we have a report here, and this is something everyone needs to read, because it's based on my interview with Diana Enriquez.
Okay.
And again, she is the author of the book that the movie on HBO about Bernie Madoff, the Bernie Madoff story, is based on. We have a report called Weakened by Bernie. Now, it's a play on the old movie Weekend at Bernie's.
That's right.
And the subtitle is Retirement Jenga Played by an Emotional Ninja. And really, you need to read this because, unfortunately, in the financial world, there's a lot of emotional games played with your money and with you. And a lot of things are done by psychologists to make sure you do the wrong thing at the wrong time to keep your money in places you really never should have had it there to begin with a lot of times.
Yeah.
So this report will help you analyze what was going through Bernie's mind, what was going through the people that were dealing with him's minds, and hopefully you can identify some traits here to eliminate from your financial planning, or if you see something you might recognize, get out where you can.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
There's so many games played, and we're trying to make it simple. And I know it doesn't sound simple because we're talking about a 7-point to retirement and beyond system. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to explain it here on air, which is a lot harder to do than we get when we get in front of our whiteboards and we fill out your customized 7-point system for yourself. And we're going to make this offer out. If you're one of the next 25 folks listening right now who call in, we're going to do a customized, personalized strategic review for you based on where you are right now and go through that 7-point to retirement and beyond system for you. Folks, this is an invaluable system. This will give you clarity on where you are right now. It'll also help you analyze your current investments and help you establish the true costs and fees you're paying right now. and the calculated risk exposure level. Again, this is very, very important, and it's overlooked. Based on the risk you're taking right now or where your money is right now, how much could you earn with that money if we had good market environments? But what could you lose if we went the other way? And we all know eventually it's going to go the other way.
Certainly.
So we don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. We're also going to look at forever money, helping to design a system that gives you strategic development of your money and gives you income that could increase over the years, which will combat any inflation. It'll pay all the bills, but also give you money to do things you want to do. We also have something called the spend and leave plan we're going to help you design for yourself. And that's you spend a good amount of money right now, but when you pass away, you give your children or grandchildren, whoever you want to give, the same amount of money you started with or more, tax-free.
Fantastic.
Very, very important.
Absolutely.
Spend and leave program. And we're going to talk about all that when we meet with you in person. We're going to plan to 121 and help you put that green pin, the green pin that's yours, in a place that you want it to be for yourself and your family. That means income for the rest of your life and income that you want, not just survive on.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a two-for-one special in the financial world, sponsored by the government. It's a double gift. Buy $2 of tax-free money for the gifting of each $1 in taxable money. That and much more, especially probate protectors, when we come right back after this.
Such a blow to investors. You know what? Right now,
it takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030. Coach, so you've got me a little confused here with our teaser. So for every dollar you put in, you get $2 back?
That's right, Thomas.
Really?
Well, it's sponsored by your government, believe it or not. Not
wow.
Sponsored by it, but I mean, they endorse it.
Oh, sure.
And it's just a way to, we have something we call the Super Wealth Transfer.
Okay.
All right. And that is, and by the way, we're on number 7. We've skipped over a couple steps here, but on the 7-point to retirement beyond system, this is covered and customized for you. When you call and we sit down with you and go through the plan, again, at no cost for a radio listener, but the Super Wealth Transfer is a way for you to move money from taxable accounts into non-taxable and increase the amount you're going to leave your children, all right? So
wow.
You basically
okay.
have a lot more money left for your children, and you enjoy a retirement that nobody ever thought you would have had,
yeah.
a retirement you've always dreamed of.
There you go.
We also include strategies, and this is called the self-completing analysis. Again, super wealth transfer, but pension maximization strategies. Now, every single person listening is going to go through this pension maximization strategy process, or should. Many people aren't.
Okay.
All right? So everyone should, but most people won't.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And it is when you decide to retire. Number one, if you have a pension, great. Your company's going to give you a choice of either taking a max option, and when you pass away, your spouse gets nothing.
Okay.
Which I don't think your spouse would be too happy.
Yeah, with. I wouldn't think so.
Or taking a lesser option, and when you pass away, your spouse also gets that lesser option. The problem being that if you pass away after your spouse does, you still get the lesser option.
Oh, really?
Right? So there's no protection in most plans for that.
Right.
All right. But then we look at how do we get a lot of our taxable money into our next of kin or grandchildren's or whoever we want, charities, churches.
Sure.
How do we get it in their hands? Tax-free. And if we do this process, we could actually double or triple the amount we're leaving him. So basically, you're in effect buying dollars for pennies.
Are you really? Wow.
Buying tax-free dollars for taxable pennies.
Wow. Okay.
And so there's a way. You have to have decent health to do this.
Okay.
But if you're taking a pension, or if you have a 401k and you start to take a monthly allowance or an annuity and you start to take money out, we need to do annuity maximization strategies.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
What is that? No one's heard of this.
No.
Again, it's making sure that when you start taking that payment, that your spouse also gets that payment too.
So it's really looking at the fine details of it,
yeah.
Making sure all your I's are dotted, T's are crossed.
Well, and if you have annuity any more than 5 years or older, maybe you don't have that built in too.
Okay.
So we need to do an annuity review. And a lot of people have annuities out there. Annuities are a great tool, by the way, when used correctly. They're also the most horrible tool if used the wrong way. And we've seen, unfortunately, when we talk about using annuities the wrong way, we see variable annuities used the wrong way many times. And that's the product that, of course, I've been authorized to offer that to my clients for 25 years. Guess how many I've set clients up with?
Really, how many?
Zero.
Really?
Yeah, because a variable annuity is something that has to be sold, not bought.
There
in other words, if you knew all the facts, I doubt you would, and if you knew all the facts on that product and also you found out all the other annuity products that were out there that weren't variable, you probably wouldn't buy the variable annuity.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, it goes back to, you know, earlier in the show we were talking about that big green pin, you know, making sure that we're set up for success, have what we need in retirement. Obviously, Coach, you're looking out for folks, and I think that's a part of this variable annuity conversation is if you want to be successful, if you want to have, you know, consistent, steady income, protect that principal, may not be a direction you want to be in.
Yeah, and this isn't a variable annuity. This is just saying if you have a variable annuity, it's time to review it.
There
this is more about getting your money from a taxable amount in accounts to non-taxable.
Okay,
And by doing so, growing that money that you're going to leave somebody.
There you go.
So if I could change my money from taxable and also increase that money, with me not having to do any heavy lifting, I would do it all day long.
Without
Many
doubt.
People won't do it, though, because they have never heard of it. Their planner isn't specializing in this. Their planner's more worried about keeping their money where it is.
Oh, sure.
So now when we look at something called probate, now, Abigail, have you ever heard of probate?
Yes.
Probate's when you pass away. Your money goes before court, basically. Your money goes on trial. All right? Your money doesn't want to go on trial, does it, Abigail?
No.
And so if you don't have it set up correctly, then a judge has to decide where it's going to go.
Oh, okay.
All right. So how do you do that? Well, you do a trust. And inside a trust, you say, hey, when I die, I want this amount of money to go over there. I want the other money to go over there. But you can also do it when you set your financial products up. If you have stock accounts, you do something called a TOD. That's transfer on death.
Okay.
A lot of people have never heard of that.
No.
And so a lot of brokers haven't heard of that. So when we do a forensic analysis and we review people's portfolios and we look at, well, we say, how do you have it set up for your beneficiaries to bypass probate? We get that stare of a deer in a headlight.
Oh, no, really?
Because that's the same stare the broker gave them when it came time to ask about that, and he never did.
Sure,
So it's about filling out the special form, TOD. If you have bank accounts, CDs, those kind of things, there's a form called a POD, payable on death.
Ah.
These are all common sense ones, but unfortunately, what we've run into is many people that are working at these various places either haven't got educated on that or transactional. They're there today and gone tomorrow.
Yep.
We heard about the banks getting in a lot of trouble last year about how they were more worried about having them push you into different products than they were about helping you as clients.
That's right.
And
that's
they actually had quotas at certain banks where they said you had to set up a certain number of accounts, you had to refer a certain number of people over to the mutual fund guy in the bank, that kind of thing.
Sure, it's so awful.
Yeah. So we also have beneficiary designation forms on our annuities and life insurance. So they say when we pass away, here's how we want the money to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are great to fill out. Now, the main problem we see, or the second main problem, besides people not having them, is people forgetting to review them.
Oh, okay.
Let's say that me and Abigail get married. I'm 51, she's 19, right?
Yeah.
That's not going to last, right? And so I have her as beneficiary on all my stuff. And then we get divorced, and my new wife is more worried about me going taking her on vacations and everything than we are about reviewing my financial products and the designations, the beneficiary designations. And then I pass away on a jet ski.
Yep.
And I get everything.
Everything goes to Abigail.
Whoa, new wife.
Nothing goes to the new wife.
New wife's not happy.
So we have to be very careful about that, right?
That's right. No, it's very true.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't get any ideas.
Well, and let me ask you, because you've been in the industry for a while.
25 years.
This is a common thing, isn't it?
It's too common because it's overlooked.
Yep, there you go.
It's right in front of our nose and we forget about it, or it's something we're going to do tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah, I know I need to look at my beneficiary designations, but I'll get that to that tomorrow. Or, I know that 7-point to retirement and beyond system that Coach Pete's talking about, Sounds really good, but sounds like it's going to take a lot of time. Let's do it next year.
Oh, right? No, no.
But it doesn't. It's a three-step process.
Exactly.
And it basically, it gives you true peace of mind, and then we put everything on a one-page answer sheet for you. And basically, your whole plan is on one page with your green pen showing you what kind of income you're going to look forward to in retirement.
Yep.
And a spend and leave plan built in. When we pass away, here's how much our children are going to get, or our grandchildren, tax-free. Beautiful right there.
It's absolutely
And how much could they get from that tax-free lump sum? How much could that be translated to a lifetime of income for our kids and grandkids that they would never outlive or spend all at once?
Yeah. You know what I love about this conversation, Coach, is we're really talking about having what you talk about, a total retirement income plan, not some half-put-together thing that covers a couple of aspects of retirement but not another. We're talking about covering everything here so we don't have to be worried.
And put into a one-page review. We call it Savings and Scheduled Income Portfolio plan, and we build it for you full color, one page, everything explainable, and also graphs and charts on here so you can see exactly what's going on instead of just a whole bunch of words.
There you go. So important. Yeah. And that goes back to helping folks take the worry out of retirement plan, because obviously if you know what's going on, you'll be less worried.
I think Thomas sees I'm not just saying things. I'm saying things that really mean things.
It matters.
It's not just lip service here. So
absolutely.
I want to do this as we leave for the week, though. For the next 20 callers who call in, we're going to create that one page financial review we just talked about. That'll indicate, you know, how good you're doing right now, and also show you what needs to be done to have that retirement you've always dreamed of. And we're going to also do a fee analysis on your portfolio, make sure that you're not overpaying, do that stress test on your portfolio, look at the true growth percentage levels, you know, what you're really earning inside your accounts right now, and give you strategies to have that standard deviation number. That's, again, the amount you could lose versus the amount you could gain, reduce as we get closer to retirement. So we need to reduce the amount of risk, but increase the surety that we're going to have income forever. So we also do an income plan that's built into this for you, and then go through the steps to reduce your taxes and go through that 2-for-1 special, how you could double your money that you're leaving tax-free to your kids. So they've taken a taxable amount now and turning that into a tax-free money that's going to double, triple, or quadruple what you put in to begin with, maybe more than that in some cases. And, folks, all this is included in our one-page review. We're going to give this away for the next 20 callers who call in right now. You need to call basically in the next 20 or 30 minutes, though. And you also get a copy of my book and the report, Weakened by Bernie, as well as one we talked about earlier in the show, The Great Wall Street Retirement Scam, What They Don't Want You to Know When You Buy, Borrow, and Invest. It's all very important topics here. And if you've been listening at all, you know we really care about making sure that you're in the right place for the right time of your life. Mm-hmm. So call right now, and we'll get started as soon as possible, putting you on that path to financial surety.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today, finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, it's been a fast-moving show, and I want to thank Abigail Turner for visiting with us in the studio today. We're going to have her on a lot here on the show to get a perspective from the 19-year-olds.
There you go.
Thank you, Coach.
Thomas, we already get the 30-year-old kind of perspective from you, but I think a lot of people listening, you know, it's important to start planning. So the sooner you can start, the better you'll be, and making sure you fully understand what's really going on in your portfolio. That's why we do the show each week, and that's why we'll do it again next week. Folks, again, for Abigail Turner, for Thomas Lipscomb, this is Coach Pete. We'll join you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
Rhinos left in the world. But together, we can turn things around. Your support to the San Diego Zoo Global Wildlife Conservancy helps support groundbreaking solutions. Join us now at endextinction.org.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.